And notice what he says for the fifth hour. Although it doesn't actually coincide with the Lashon HaGemara, the Rambam says fifth hour, he says, the reason the fifth hour is usher is Shema Yite Ben Chamishis L'Shishis. There could be a toast between the fifth and the sixth. So in other words, the sixth is usher because of the seventh. The fifth is also because of the sixth. So we don't have any problems with that. Logically, that makes a lot of sense. The only problem with the Rambam is, and the Rambam has a tshuva on it, because the Gemara itself says that the fifth is also because of the seventh. But the Rambam said the fifth because of the sixth. Fine. Let's go a little further. Then the Rambam says as follows. Umitchilas shor shishis, from the beginning of the sixth hour, from 11 o'clock on, Yia hechametz osur b'achilu u'b'anoa. That we know. Kol shor shishis, the entire sixth hour, midivrei sefer. Interesting lashon. And notice what he says for the fifth hour. Although it doesn't actually coincide with the Lashon HaGemara, the Rambam says fifth hour, he says, the reason the fifth hour is osur is Shema Yiteh Bein Chamishis L'Shishis. There could be a toast between the fifth and the sixth. So in other words, the sixth is osur because of the seventh. The fifth is osur because of the sixth. So we don't have any problems with that. Logically, that makes a lot of sense. The only problem with the Rambam is, and the Rambam has a tshuva on it, because the Gemara itself says that the fifth is also osur because of the seventh. But the Rambam said the fifth because of the sixth. Fine. Let's go a little further. Then the Rambam says as follows. Umitchilas shor shishis, from the beginning of the sixth hour, from 11 o'clock on, yia hechametz osur b'achilu u'b'anoah. That we know. Kol shor shishis, the entire sixth hour, midivrei sefer. Interesting lashon. Says it's osur midivrei sefer. Ushar hayom ishvius ulamala minatara. So notice what the Rambam is saying. Now the Rambam had already said before that from 12 o'clock on it's osur minatara. Later on when he sums it up, if you recall, he refers to the fact that it's osur minatara from 12 o'clock on. Here when he speaks about the sixth hour being osur, he connects it in with the fact that, and it's osur min haTorah from 12 o'clock on, although he's really only talking right now about the fact that the sixth hour is osur. And he's given us a reason, Shema Yiga B'Isa Doraisa. But he still says, Kol Shor Shishis Midivrei Seferim Ushar Hayim Mishvius Ulamal min haTorah. Somehow the Rambam has a need to restate the fact that after spelling out the fact that chametz is osur midivrei seferim from 11 to 12, he has a need to spell out the fact that there is an isur min haTorah, a lav min haTorah from 12 on. And also note the fact that the Rambam says that it's osur midivrei seferim. Now, some of you are familiar with the fact that the Rambam's use of the term divrei seferim is not totally clear when he uses it and when he doesn't use it. But one thing is clear, that if in the sixth hour he says that it's midivrei seferim, and as we'll soon see in the fifth hour he makes no reference to divrei seferim, so that obviously implies once again that there's epis, that sixth hour is more serious business than the fifth hour. Because if we just take a look at the fifth hour's description, he says as follows. The Eino Osir Bahna Bishoa Chamishis. Just says it's not Osir Bahna Bishoa Chamishis, making no reference to the fact that there is a, that there might be an Isur Midivrei Seferim. So notice, the sixth is Osir Midivrei Seferim, the fifth is not Osir Midivrei Seferim. The sixth is Osir Be what? The sixth is Osir Be Achilu Bahna, and the fifth is only Osir Bahachilu. Okay, let's move on for some other distinctions. Lefichach, Toilin bo Truma. Before I read this part of the Rambam, we need a little introduction. You know, Truma and other forms of Kodesh, because of their Kedusha relates to the Inyan of Achila. And ordinarily, there's an Iser to be Me'abid Kodeshim. Anything that's Kodesh, any Kodesh that is fit for consumption, you're not allowed to get rid of. This is part of the idea of Mishmeres Trumosai. You have to take care of Kodesh. You're not supposed to be metameit, you're not supposed to dispose of it, because its Kedusha is for Achilah. The question is, what's going to happen with Kodesh, or Hekdesh Shel Chametz, comes Erev Pesach? So the Rambam tells us about this right here in this halacha. Lefichach, Teilim bo truma v'lechem teidah v'kayotzebe mi'chametz shu kodesh. Lo ochlim v'lo sarfin ad shetagia shor shishis. So with respect to hekdesh shel chametz, what does the Rambam say? The Rambam says, well, you can't eat it, because we know that there's an Easter of Achila in the fifth hour. And that's how Rabbi Yehuda paskins. There's another day, but we paskin that the Isur Achim, the fifth hour, applies not only to Chulin, but applies to Kodesh too. Well, if you can't eat it already, what would be the natural response? If you can't eat it, you get rid of it already, because once it's Kedusha, the Kedusha is for it to be eaten. And despite the fact that it cannot be eaten, you can't burn it. Ein Sof, you can't burn it. Ad Shetagia Shoa Shishis V'sorfen Akol. But when you reach the sixth hour, when ostensibly it's what? Isur's Malchavar, there's Isur Anah, Midivri Seifrim, what have you, they're greater chumras, then you can get rid of it. So the problem of getting rid of Hegdish or Chametz is not because it's only an Isur Drabbanan. Because you see in the sixth hour, which is only also Midrabbanan, the Isur Achila, the Isur Anah, is only also Midrabbanan, still you can get rid of the Hegdish, because it's the Isur of being Miyabit Kachim isn't there anymore, because the Kedusha is not, cannot be experienced by Achila. So Mimela, you can dispose of it. And yet the Rambam says that in the fifth hour, because of the fact that it is the fifth hour, you cannot get rid of it. You have to wait for the sixth hour to rid yourself of the Kodesh. So that's another important distinction that's being made between the fifth hour and the sixth hour. Then, finally, one more distinction, for the present anyway. Notice this. The Rambam, in summing it up, says as follows. Hola marita, shemuter lechel chametz b'yoyim arba osir atzeit shah revius. You can eat chametz. Once again, I know I'm being a little repetitive, but it always helps if I'm doing it with Teresh Miksav, and all of you are doing it with Teresh Baal Peh. So, atzeit shah revius. What does he say about the fifth hour? Vein eflin b'shoa chamishis. You don't eat in the fifth hour. Avol nenin bo. Fine. What about any punishment? Obviously, there's no punishment in Atara. What about something like Marcus Margus? Whatever Marcus Margus is. How about a little Marcus Margus? Right? The Rabbah makes no reference to a Marcus Margus in the fifth hour. Well, let's see what he says about the sixth hour. The Eichel B'Shoa Shishis, if you eat in the sixth hour, Makin Eise Makis Margis, there's Makis Margis. Eichel B'Tchil B'Shoa Shvias Leger. The Rabbi Eisen would still have another distinction. The distinction being what? The distinction being that in the fifth hour, it's an Easter Midrabbanan, but there is no consequent punishment, whereas in the case of the sixth hour, by eating it, there's a consequent punishment of Marcus Marcus. The question is to analyze the fundamental distinction between the fifth and the sixth hours. And this Rabbi Sai happens to be a piece, a famous piece by the Brisker Rav, and I at least three, 4 times a year I refer to it, even Roddy remembers it. I always refer to it, I don't really spell it out in detail as I'm doing now, because as we'll see when we get finished with it, that it's really a yesaid for Kala Tarakula. And that's why this little area of a drabon of the fifth and sixth hour actually turns out to be a treasure trove for Lumdis and Kala Tarakula. Right? Sounds familiar, huh, Ronnie? Okay. Now, how would we react to it in, I don't want to use the word balabatish, but you know what I mean by balabatish. No denigration is meant, of course. But I call it the way one learns in one's natural mode, you know, without becoming overly intense. Natural mode, you look in and say, this Rambam's an interesting Rambam. Fifth hour, the Rambam's pretty easygoing. Now, Marcus Margus, of course, there's no Isur Hanah. It's you know, it goes easy. He doesn't say Midivri Seifrim, just says a Neichlin. Basically, it's a soft approach. And of course, when you come to the sixth hour, it's heavy, heavy-handed. Smartus, and this, and you can burn the Kodesh, and the Hani. We have about 4 or 5 very fascinating distinctions. So what does one do in one's natural mode? Listen. Listen, one's more hungry than the other. What's the big deal? What are we getting excited about? Listen, after all, the Rambam himself said, the sixth is also because of the seventh hour. So the sixth is also because of the seventh hour, and the seventh is the Raisa. So the sixth is close to the Raisa. So that's really close by. But the fifth, according to the Rambam, is because of the sixth. In fact, he probably asked the question and goes from Gzera to Gzera. It's a good question. So obviously the fifth is going to be weaker. Obviously the fifth is going to be weaker than the sixth. So what are we getting excited about? This is tougher. This is easier. Finished. We're finished with the Rambam. The Shear's on. Right? Okay. But the Briska Rav points out something that does not allow us to get away with this kind of alibi. You could get away with it here and there, but there's one thing you can't get away with: the question of the Kodesh. The Kodesh doesn't let you get away with it. Why? Because after what is the Kedusha of Kodesh? You know, after that Akrovas HaKarbon or by Truma, what's the Kedusha? Kedusha is that it's Nitin L'Achilas Kohanim. That's what it's geared for, that's what it's earmarked for, that's its Kedusha. When is there Ibud Kachim? There's Ibud Kachim when it's Nitin L'Achilas. If something's Nitin L'Achilas, how can you get rid of Kachim? If it's not Nitin L'Achilas, why can't you get rid of Kodesh? What difference does it make whether it's Osir Bano or not Osir Bano? What difference does it make? Legabe Kedusha, the Kodesh, is if it's Nita Lachila, then its Kedusha purposes are being served. The Kedusha in Truma is not to feed it to Klovin. The Kedusha in Truma is not to sell it to a Kayan. So therefore the Briska Rav points out, what difference does it make between the fifth hour and the sixth hour? In terms of the Kodesh. In terms of the Kodesh, it's Osir B'Achila in the sixth, it's Osir B'Achila in the fifth, so therefore in either one you should be able to do what? In either one you should be able to destroy it and liquidate it. And yet the Rambam says, in the sixth you can get rid of it because of something going on there that we haven't touched yet. So this is Rabbi Issa, one of the standard cases where a Balabatish of you, this sort of simple descriptive view, cannot solve a problem. And there are a million other cases like this. I'm just giving you one obvious one. How do you solve it? What do you do with it? Whereas, as I say, in the fifth hour, you know, we can't eat it. Fifth hour, sixth hour. Get rid of it either time. That's the basic problem. When we come to his teretz, we will then see that not only is this explained, but everything else falls into pattern. That the chomer of everything fits in nicely with his thesis. But before we come to his thesis, I want to give a little introduction to the basis of his thesis. I know some of the present Talmidim are going to look in, and they're going to find some lush in the Briska Rav that's not going to coincide with what I'm saying. But you know, you're used to my sort of independence, and I'll discuss it with you if there's something, if you feel I'm diverging too much. Okay. Let's leave this area for a moment. Let's just leave this problem, sit for a while. Let's ask ourselves something about the Bichlal Isuri Achila in the Torah. Now, everybody knows that there's an Isur Achilas Neveva. Everybody knows there's an Isur of Achila on Yom Kippur. Of course, we know the Shiurim are not the same. But the Maisa says it's an Isur Achila on Yom Kippur, and there's an Isur of Achila on of the Veil. Now, what's the difference? What's the difference between the Isur of Achila and the Veil? This is a lav, this is a lav. Yeah, Yom Kippur, of course, has Karis, but fundamentally, there's a lav of Achila here. There's a lav of Achila here. What's the fundamental difference? So there's some very interesting problems that point out the fundamental difference. For example, I'll give two examples. There's a halacha quoted by the Torah, that's la halacha l'maisa, that says that on Yom Kippur you're allowed to feed children. In other words, the parent is allowed to take the food and hand it to the child. Everybody knows that you're not supposed to be machil ketanim dvarim hasur. Everybody knows that you're not supposed to directly be machil. If the child eats it on his own, there are separate issues. But to actually feed a child in Isur Daraisa, Hazir Dela Malaktanim, you're not supposed to feed a child Macholei Sasuris. On the other hand, you can feed a child on Yom Kippur. Now what's the difference? Now there are several tirutz, but the so-called Lamdashe Chilek is, and I'm sure some of you already are sensing it, is as follows. That with Yom Kippur, the nature of the Isur Achila just relates to the person itself. The food itself is not stigmatized. Or to use the Lamdashe Sprach, the Lamdashe language, the food is not a Cheftze of Isur. It's not a Cheftze of Isur Achila. The pshat is that the person on Yom Kippur is not supposed to eat. It's purely focused in terms of the person himself, vis-a-vis the eating of food. But as I say, there's nothing stigmatized about the food itself. It's not a cheftze of Isur. However, when it comes to nevela, we're not saying it's an Isur cheftze. Rishonim say nevela is an Isur gavra too. But even though the focus is on the person not to eat nevela, nevertheless the nevela is stigmatized as a cheftz of Isur. It is a cheftz of Isur. So that when a person is not supposed to eat nevela, he is not supposed to, there's a law on him to eat that which is a cheftz of Isur. Whereas on Yom Kippur, the person is simply on Yom Kippur not supposed to eat. There's nothing, as I say, stigmatized or labeled or inherent in the food of Yom Kippur. Therefore, when we're talking about the Isur of being machil, macholei sasuris to ketanim, that only relates to what? That only relates to that which is stigmatized, that which is a cheftza of Isur. In other words, to give a child that which is a cheftza of Isur is what's usur. The fact that it's usur to me is not what makes being machil it to the child usur. It's the fact that it's a cheftz of Isur. That's what makes it usur. Consequently, on Yom Kippur, because on Yom Kippur we've said that it's not a cheftz of Isur, it's just a personal Isur for me with nothing stigmatized about the cheftz. So therefore you can feed it to the child. There are other nafkaminas. I'll give you another famous example of a nafkamina. It almost sounds midrashic, but Taisus takes it very seriously, almost for halacha. Gemara in several places, particularly in Chulin, speaks about the fact about behemten shel tzadikim. We know hashta behemten shel tzadikim ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takol al yadayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees to it that even the animals of tzaddikim don't eat tvarim ha'asurim like tevel. Holshken tzaddikim. And Taisus points out, it doesn't mean with respect to all others. There's something about Isuri Achilo. There's something about Isuri Achilo. That somehow there's some divine providential domain, it may have something to do with the impact of eating ma'achalei sasuris, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will not allow tzaddikim to be nichshal in ma'achalei sasuris. So Taisus asks a kasha from a Gemara Rosh Hashanah. It's a chafalah. Got it already. Speaks about the fact that up in Babel, they thought that Yom Kippur turned out to be on the 10th of Tishrei, but there was an Iber HaKadosh and it was really on the 11th. So in Babel they were eating on Yom Kippur. So Taisus raises the question, there were a lot of tzaddikim above, undoubtedly, right? And here they were eating on that which was Yom Kippur, based on the Ibra HaKadosh, back in Eretz Yisrael. What's going on? So Taisus says, there, in Chulin, says, She'ein zeh davar ha'asur, ela azman garma. It's not a davar ha'asur. So what I'm suggesting is, once again, it's not my chiddush really, but just to dramatize it once again, that, shall we say, that midrashic theme of Ein HaKadosh Baruch Hu mevi takol al yadayim in Ma'achalei Sasuris is not just for being over an Iser. To be over an Iser Shabbos, to be over a lot of things. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not protective of the tzaddik. It's only in the area of Machalos Asuros. So what is it about Machalos Asuros? Aha! What is it about Machalos Asuros is the fact that there's a Cheftz in Shaliser. So therefore, if we're talking about Tevel and other things, and the Nevela and Chelim and what have you, that ain't Ochinami, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect the person from such a Mikshav. But when it comes to something like Yom Kippur, where there's no Cheftz of Iser, so there's nothing stigmatized, it's an Iser. Iser is bad, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not provide the kind of protection and guidance to save the tzaddik from it. So here we've given two examples, distinguishing between Yom Kippur and regular Machalos Asuros, where in one, the Iser is purely a gavurdik Iser, without there being a cheftza of Iser Achila. Whereas in standard Machalos Asuros, you have what? You have, in addition to the fact that there is a Iser Gavra, there's at the same time a cheftza of Iser Achila. Now I imagine you can guess what we're going to do here. It's a perfect setup. Obviously, what's going to happen? The sixth hour is going to be in the Drabonin sphere. It's going to be what? In the Drabonin sphere, it is going to be an Iser of Achilas Chometz, Midrabonin, that has what? That has the Chometz stigmatized as a Cheftza of Iser Achila. The Chometz is going to be a Cheftza of Iser Achila. Just like Chelim, just like the Vela. At the same time, with respect to the fifth hour, what are we going to say? We're going to say that the fifth hour only has an Iser Gavra. There is nothing stigmatized. And in this way, Rabbi Isai, we're going to be able to answer the critical question that related to what? That related to the Hegdash of Chometz and all the other issues too. Let me just stop for a moment before we make our final conclusions. Would you, anybody like to ask anything? Yeah?
Just a very main point that the Vela still in Iser Gavra, but
there's a Cheftz of Iser Gavra, right.
So, A, I could very elaborate on the distinction. I'm a little...
Why
are you saying it's a Cheftz?
Why? Yeah. I didn't say it's an Iser Gavra.
That's
what I'm saying. I said it's a Cheftz of Iser Gavra. I'll tell you what, because the Gemara in Shavuos, when it speaks about Nidorim, it speaks about Nidorim being an Iser Cheftza. See, because when we talk about an Iser Cheftza, the concept is that the object itself generates the Iser. It's not, for example, Nether is a form of Kedusha. Kedusha, things that are Kodesh, generate the Iser from within, by the nature of, I won't say their personality, but by the nature of what it is, that generates Iser. If something is Kodesh, people cannot eat it. People cannot eat it. Because it's Kodesh. In the case of Nevela, it's not because it's Nevela, people can't eat it. The Torah does not want you to eat Nevela. Notice the focus is on you, the Gavra, with the stigma imposed on that particular kind of Chetz. Now, it needs a little more time, but I hope that's been a little helpful, okay? People are always tied up with that problem. And that's why they think Isuri Nevela are Isuri Cheftza. And the Lashon of the Brisker Rav sounds a little like that, but I don't think he means that.
So in 6 hours, this would be like the Vela?
Right. Neither Rabbana, this is going to be like the Vela. And in the fifth hour, it's going to be like Yom Kippur. Okay? So now let us see how it works out. And the best thing is to deal with the most difficult problem. What was the most difficult problem? Hekdesh Shel Chametz. Why is it that Hekdesh Shel Chametz, that is neither Nitzan L'Achila either in the sixth hour or in the fifth hour, why is it that you cannot get rid of it in the fifth hour, but you can get rid of it in the sixth hour? So Rabbi Isai, now when we're talking about it, we have another dimension, you see. Before we went into this lumdus, we were only operating on one dimension. Is it Osir Bachila or is it not Osir Bachila? So we had a problem. The fifth hour it's Osir Bachila, the 6 hour tosser b'achila, and that seems, how could we possibly consider the drabbanan? The most you can get for drabbanan is a makas minus. So the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvah says, under no circumstances could an Issa drabbanan, even an Issa drabbanan affiliated with something like Chametz or Shabbos or Arayos or what have you, no way could it be a candidate for the parsha of Zakin Mamre. There are others. But in this context, the Marcus Martis was used as a distinguishing point between the Easter of the sixth hour and the Easter of the fifth hour.
So why is it, I mean, why is it in the fifth hour if there is an Easter Gavra? So why?
That's what I'm trying to say. There might be other places where Marcus Martis is given for whatever. But here the distinction is made to emphasize the contrast between the sixth hour and the fifth hour.
That's how they were talking it?
Yeah, right. That's how they were talking it. To spell out that distinction that hopefully we're making. It's true. Now, I have a very I think, a very fascinating application of this thesis of the Brisker Rav in a Rambam in Hilchos Mamre. Rambam. Now, I think we're all familiar with the fact that there's a parsha of Zaken Mamre. Just briefly, what is a Zaken Mamre? A Zaken Mamre is someone, a chacham, the chachmei, a kabbalah, who was chelik on the Beis Din Hagadol. He disagreed with their decision. Of course, kol zman there's give and take in the Beis Din Hagadol, so everybody is basically free to express his opinion. But once the Beis Din Hagadol renders its decision, that V'chein, after having spoken about the Doraisa controversy, he says, watch this. V'chein, im cholak aleim b'gzera min agzeros, shegozru b'dover, sheyesh b'shigegosei chatos uzdeinei karis. In other words, if they had a dispute on issues that were drabonans, as gzeras to the Doraisas that had karis, so too then in these drabbonins affiliated with the Karis Chatos context would also be subject to Zaken Mamre. Now listen to this. Kigon Shehitir HaChomitz B'yeymar Ba'osir B'nisan B'shor Shishis. What did he do? Beis Din Hagadol says Hamid a chefetz of Isur Chometz. So by being matirid, he's not impinging on a chefetz of Isur Chometz. And it's only when you're dealing with the chefetz of Isur Chometz that it is identified with what? With that kares and chometz. Okay, Rabbi Yisrael.
What did he do?
Bez Nagdol says, Chometz is Osir B'Shoah Shishis. And along comes the Zokin Mamre and says, Chometz on Shoah Shishis is Mutar. That's a good candidate for what? That's a good candidate for Zokin Mamre. One more example he gives. Oh, Osru Behanoah B'Shoah Chamishis. You know, of course, Shoah Chamishis is only Osir B'Achilah, and it's Mutar B'Hanoah. So if what? If he made chametz, if the Zokin Mamre said that the chametz in the fifth hour is not only Osir B'Achilah, but is also Osir B'Hanoah, he's a Zokin Mamre, because Zokin Mamre becomes Zokin Mamre whether he goes to Kula or whether he goes to Chumra. In the first case, he went to Kula by being Matar Chometz B'Shoah Shishis. In the second case, he was machmer by saying Chometz B'Shoah Chamishis is not only Osir B'Achila, but Osir B'Noah. So I find something very interesting. He only talks about being Matar the Easter of Chometz B'Shoah Shishis. And he talks about being Asrin Chometz B'Shoah Chamishis. Why doesn't he talk about being Matir Chometz B'Shoah Chamishis? Rambam doesn't say that. So I think it's based on this you say. Because before we can say that an Iser Dirabana is associated with a Duraisa Kares, before we can connect it in with a Kares, there has to be a what? There has to be a Chepta Shal Iser Chometz. So therefore, if he is being matar chometz b'shar shishis. What is chometz b'shar shishis, Rabbi Sai? Chometz b'shar shishis is a heftza of iser chometz. It's a heftza of iser chometz. And he's being matar a heftza of iser chometz. So he's being matar a heftza of iser chometz that is identified with kares and chaklas. Or, for example, Rabbi Sai, if he is being machmir on chametz b'shor chamishis, what is he doing? He's converting that which is b'shor chamishis, which is not a chefza what? Which is not a chefza of isur chametz. And by asring it b'hanoi, he's treating it like what? Like chametz b'shor shishis. So he's converting it into a what? Into a chefza shal isur. So therefore, if he either takes that which is a chefza of isur chametz, and converts it into heter, or takes that which is not a chepzah shal isur chametz, and converts it into a chepzah isur chametz, then he's a zakin mamre. But Rabbi Sai, to be matir chametz, b'shor chamishis, chametz b'shor chamishis to begin with is not a chepzah isur chametz. So by being matir it, he's not impinging on a chepzah isur chametz. And it's only when you're dealing with a chepzah isur chametz that it is identified with what? With that kares and chametz. Okay, Rabbi Sai.
Right.